I got your message on Twitter about you doing astronaut training.
Yeah, I've decided I'm definitely going back to Orlando. I'm going to go back to the Kennedy Space Center, and they do like an astronaut training experience. And I thought, I can't go back there again and not do it. So I've started my Orlando fund in a little pot on my desk. And every time I don't get the bus, or I don't go out for lunch, or I don't buy a game off Steam, or I don't whatever, I put the money in the pot instead.
Or if people give to you on Patreon.
Indeed, if people want to give me money to go to Orlando, then obviously that would be amazing.
Let's get Jenny into space!
Space, isn't it? It's Jenny in space.
That would be awesome. That would make for some decent YouTube content. Sell your apartment and then you'd be there really quickly.
Well, yes. Yeah, there could be a problem with that plan.
I wouldn't rush. Space is going to be there for quite some time.
Well, yes, there is that.
I hope. I mean, I don't know. I'm not a cosmologist.
No, I might get there and they go, right, everybody.
Space
is cancelled. Something we need to break to you. Yeah.
We've cancelled space. Just deleted it right out of the universe.
But what? All I need one of my videos to go so wildly viral that I get about a grand for it.
Well, will you, though? Because... Well, actually, we'll get into that on today's topic. Are we ready? Yeah, are we ready to cast a pod? You'll like today's topic, I think.
Oh, go on then, hit me.
Oh, hello, and welcome back to the 3-Minute 16 Show, short podcasts for your short life. I am a very angry Zeke Iden, and joining me, as always, is Pod Gen.
Pod Play Pod Gen, that's a new one.
How's it going, Pod Gen?
I've got cheesy garlic bread, mate.
Speaking of which, apologies for the hiatus. We've been very busy. You've been busy with Food Week over on your YouTube channel.
I have.
I've been busy just like staring at walls
Slaking
and things.
Off.
Yeah. But yeah, on the topic of YouTube, this is me bringing in one of my own topics for once. All right, here we go. YouTube's new policy regarding adverts. Have you seen this drama that's kicking off literally as we speak?
What is YouTube's new policy regarding adverts?
Have you not heard about all this drama?
No. Oh dear.
Let me read them to you. You won't be able to put adverts on your video if the content isn't advertiser friendly.
What does that mean exactly?
I'll break it down for you. Sexually suggestive content, including partial nudity and sexual humour.
That's all your videos gone, then?
I do like to get my nips out, yeah. But no, it's all my videos gone, and, think about it, the music industry.
They'll never do that.
No, that's unenforceable for a start. All right. Violence, including display of serious injury and events related to violent extremism.
That's the rest of your videos.
I do like
to... No, wait, that's all my videos.
Well, yeah, it is. Are they going to include video game violence? So that's the gaming industry and the music industry. That's done.
Good.
This one, that you like this one, this captures everything else. Inappropriate language.
French. It's French, isn't it?
No, just including harassment, profanity, so that's a separate thing, and vulgar language. So basically, anything that sounds a bit mean.
So words.
Words in general, yeah.
Right.
Promotion of drugs and regulated substances. And here's the big kicker. Controversial or sensitive subjects and events, including subjects related to war, political conflicts, natural disasters and tragedies, even if graphic imagery is not shown.
So that's like the whole of the news.
The whole of the news. You can't... No political commentary. You can't... And because it's an automated thing, like YouTube's bots going through and saying, oh, they're talking about war, best like disable all their ads. That's going to be things like fundraisers for said wars.
So essentially, the reason they've brought this policy in is because of Donald Trump, because that's just eradicated him off YouTube. Or at least he can't get monetized anymore.
Yeah, okay, maybe there is a silver lining in all this.
That's extraordinary. What are they thinking?
It's incredibly short-sighted, isn't it?
Are they thinking?
Doesn't appear so. Thinking is against the rules. That's one of the clauses. It'd be interesting to see. I mean, the wide scale effects of this are ridiculous because, you know, content creators aren't going to bother making content. There's no financial incentive. It's the
most. How do you tell? What do they email you and go, we've taken all the adverts off your videos?
I wouldn't know because I have just deleted all of my ads anyway. I headed them off at the pass. So basically, YouTube can enjoy earning 60% of nothing from me while I use their bandwidth. Good move, idiots. It's ridiculous. So they're going to remove all the adverts off. Then there's no incentive to make content, to put adverts on. So the advertisers are going to look at it and think, well, why are we giving YouTube money to put adverts on nothing?
It's a vicious circle.
It really is. Guys, we'll catch you next time. More about this in the show notes below because it's a big topic. Cheerio.
Bye.